A report published this morning highlights the scale and impact of climate change across Europe. The study, compiled by the European Copernicus Agency and the World Meteorological Organization, says that last year saw the largest wildfire ever recorded, along with extreme flooding and severe marine heat waves. It also reports a sharp rise in health problems related to extreme heat. Our environment correspondent George Lee has been looking at those findings. George, can you give us a sense of the picture painted by this report?
I think it's a litany of lists of extreme records been broken, of extreme weather events which have occurred throughout Europe last year, huge variability, and the essence of it is, oh my God, it's happening before our very eyes, and it is really, really challenging. You know, in our own country, we are very much aware about the poor weather we had last year and all the rain,
and more rain.
And so you kind of get obsessed with that. But when you stand back and you look at what's happening to the continent as a whole, you get a different perspective, because we're so concerned about what's impacting on us. But really, us is the whole continent. And you find that it is really worrying everywhere. And you see that Europe is the fastest warming continent on Earth. The reasons for that are, well, there's a few of them. One is because some of Europe is in the Arctic, and the Arctic is by far warming faster than anywhere else. So that has impacted on the average increase in temperatures in Europe. The second is that in terms of latitude, with the way trade winds and everything go, we know that in Europe, for instance, in Ireland, compared to somewhere similar with the same latitude in America, we're much warmer, so we tend to be warmer. And one other thing is that we've had this change in the air quality with environmental laws and so on. So there's been a clearing of a lot of the air of pollution. And believe it or not, some of that pollution was blocking some of the heat coming from the sun. And so that's kind of aggravated the whole thing. So Europe has been increasing in temperature twice as fast as the European average. And with that, you get these huge extremes.
There's also more evidence of the health impact of extreme heat. Tell us about that.
Yeah, and this, I think, is one of the big concerns that they're focusing on in this report. And this report, just to highlight, has been produced by Europe's so-called Copernicus Climate Change Service. That's like, these are the experts for the European Union in conjunction with the World Meteorological Organization. Usually they produce two separate reports. They've come together for this one. And they're focusing in on one of the issues being health this time. And on health, they're saying that really we're not prepared for the extreme heat which is affecting Europe. Now, for us in Ireland, we're saying, oh my God, wouldn't it be nice? It'll be a little bit warmer. But we all go on holidays, or a lot of people go on holidays. They go to places in Europe, and we can see that some of the temperatures that people have been having have been absolutely astronomical. They're saying there's been a huge increase in the number of days which have felt that they are under extreme stress. Now, the extreme heat stress isn't just temperature, it's also humidity, it's the difference in terms of winds. And extreme stress is where it feels like it's more than 46 degrees and your body just can't cope with that. So they say that there's been a 30% increase in mortality in Europe over the last 20 years due to the effects of heat, and a 94% increase in the numbers of people basically who have been affected in terms of death in relation to heat. So very concerned about that, and saying that they believe, both of these big organisations, that we're not ready, and that the preparations which are there, and the ways in which we deal with heat related climate challenges, are completely insufficient for what's coming.
So the changes that people are making, and the changes that countries are making to combat climate change, are they having any impact?
Well, they're having an impact, but remember, you're running to stand still to some extent. And we did have an unusual year last year. We've had this El Nino effect, which has caused very unusual things. For instance, the sea off the North Atlantic there, off Ireland and the UK, they say that we've never seen anything like that, or recorded anything like the heat stress in the ocean, which was 5 degrees more than average. We saw in the Mediterranean again later on in the summer that it was 5.5 degrees above average. So all of the time, the challenges which are coming from the changes in the climate are ahead of really our own preparations. And I think that that's one of the big concerns. You know, the people are aware that climate change is happening, but when you stand back and you put it all together, you realise it might be happening quicker than people think.
And in terms of glimmers of hope, there are in there. The report highlights a rise rise in the generation of renewable energy, for instance.
Yeah, and so obviously with more winds and with more rain and with clearer skies, you can have these effects. They said that last year, for the first time, there was actually, across Europe, 46% of electricity generated by renewable energy, and that is really good. That's up from, 43, up from 36% the previous year. And it was down to the effect of increased wind, because we had more storms, and so there was a greater potential for that. We had a lot of heat in southern Europe. I know that we were talking about rain here, but there was a lot of clear skies.
We had a warm June. I mean, it seems like a million years ago now, but I seem to remember being told that it was the warmest June on record, wasn't it? Followed very quickly by the wettest July on record.
Terrible, terrible weather altogether for the summer. We had one of the wettest years on record in Europe. That it was 7% more rainfall for Europe as a whole than average. So it was really, really wet. But in among that, there were some very warm days, and particularly in southern Europe, there were some very warm days. There were fires in terms of wildfires, which were bigger than we've ever seen. One in Greece, which was 96,000 hectares. For the entire area of Europe, it was something of 5,000 hectares. So it was absolutely huge in terms of the impact of these wildfires. So bigger than we've ever seen before, and affecting areas that we've never really experienced them in before. So all the challenges are there, and really the central message is we really have to recognise that this thing is happening before our very eyes. There will be health consequences, and really people and governments in particular need to be sure that they're doing the right thing.
George, thank you. Our environment correspondent George Lee at 7:25.